The annual county fair at Connor Prairie Interactive History Park is usually a chance for families to enjoy antique tractor parades, hayrides, and heirloom foods. But this year, the innovations of the past will be joined by the most inventive art, craft, and technology of the present with the addition of the Indy Mini Maker Fair. This weekend's projects include 10-foot-tall robots, beaded jewelry, and a 7-person bicycle. WFIU's Mia Partlow has more.
Whether they're high-tech or off-the-grid, all of the participants in the Indy Mini Maker Fair identify as makers. So what is a maker exactly? Karina Eismendi, an experienced developer at Connor Prairie, says makers are connected by their desires to invent and to be free from the constraints of manufactured goods.
It's certainly not rejecting technology, but embracing technology and saying, like, no, I own this. There's also a mantra that says, if you can't open it, you can't own it. You know, so if you don't know how to repair something, then it's almost as if the company who manufactured it still owns it, and you paid for the usage of it, but it's not really yours. That's more of the mindset. So the ability to say, like, okay, I want this to do something else. I want this to, you know, I want this speaker to hook up to a different machine than it was intended to, or I want to use it for something else. Or I want, you know, there's a student project that's coming. I want to have a robotic arm that I can control with my brain only. You know, that's kind of a cool thing.
Along with the robot controlled solely by brain power, other new technologies will be on display at the Maker Fair. Doug Keenan designs and builds his own 4-color 3D printers. These printers use industrial technology that has been adapted for use on a smaller scale. With this printer, Doug can make 3-dimensional objects ranging from business card holders to dice to glow-in-the-dark house numbers.
So this piece here is above the bed, is getting it hot, getting the plastic hot, and then there's a motor there which is pushing it down. And then while it's melting the plastic and pushing it down into just a straight stream, the robot is moving this bed beneath it in a single XY plane, building up the solids a layer at a time. It lays the bottom layer down, then it lays the next layer, then the next one, and so on and so forth.
Makers are working to develop new applications for 3D printing outside of the art and engineering studios where it is currently used. Eventually, they want to make the technology more accessible to the public. Karina Eismendi.
I think it's really going to change how everyone does everything in art and in engineering, because you can basically, if you can design something in CAD, you can print it. You can print it and make a 3D object out of it, out of whatever material you choose.
Doug Keenan.
We have a brand new design space which is open in our head, where you used to have to wait for industry to manufacture what you needed. And that's kind of the philosophy behind the maker movement, is you don't have to wait for somebody to make what it is you want. Don't wait for somebody to make something that you can buy. Figure out a way you can make it yourself.
Musician Brad Hoyt is taking advantage of this new design space as well. He'll be at the Maker Fair showing off his harp guitar, which he designed after spending years searching for the perfect instrument.
A harp guitar is like a guitar. It has fretted strings like a guitar, but it also has open strings that are meant to be played. In my case, I have open bass strings. I also have open what's called super treble strings, which are short strings that appear on the lower end of the guitar.
Brad's instrument may be acoustic, but it required state-of-the-art technology to build. He and luthier Stephen Sedgwick even had to design a new tuning system using deconstructed viola bows. That's the maker spirit Brad Hoyt and Doug Keenan will be evangelizing at the fair.
A maker mentality would be the mentality of whatever idea I have in my head, I want to make it a reality. So that's kind of what happened with this instrument. It didn't exist before, so it became a reality, and it's very cool. So,
yeah, we've only scratched the surface. That's the thing. Yeah, I really like it that it enables people just, you know, let their imagination go. Don't be restricted by what somebody else wants to make for you. Have at it.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
You can see Doug's 3D printer, Brad's harp guitar, and more at the Indie Mini Maker Fair, September the 17th and 18th at Conner Prairie Interactive History Park.